So she talking on the phone, come on. What's going on? What's going on, my people? Today, I'm stopping through. It's your boy, of course, Bruce Thomas III, Life Through the Eyes of No One Else But Me. Today, I'm stopping through. The other day, I talked about toxic mothers and children and how a toxic mother can affect the child. So, it's only fitting that today, I talk about toxic fathers and how they affect their kids as well. Because it ain't a one-way street. It definitely goes both ways. If you have toxic mothers, you always have to have the opposite of that. You got to have a toxic father. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's kind of some of the same things that, you know, that you go through with a toxic mother. It's just a toxic father. It's, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. But first of all, let me let you guys know, when I say the word toxic, like in context of parenting, the word toxic means like they're hindering their child's development and causing harm. Oftentimes, these parents experience neglect, dysfunction while growing up. Then they go on to replicate these behaviors when raising their own children. So, it's crazy, but it's true, because in your mind, you would think if somebody was a certain way with you and it was something bad, you would think in your mind they wouldn't want to put that on somebody else, but hey, nonetheless, they do. And I'm just here today not to bash anybody or not to shame anybody or do anything like that. Just like we talked about the moms the other day, I'm just here to give you, you know, because we always quick to tell you about a toxic father, so that's nothing new. But today, I'm just here, you know, to let you know, like, some traits of a toxic father. One of the traits, of course, off the rip, is he's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, he come in, he shout out anything, say anything, and think it's all good. And it's not. Come on, man. Like, it's not okay to talk to people any kind of way, you know? Number two, you know what I'm saying? He gives you the silent treatment. You know, it's plenty of different ways you can address conflict, and the silent treatment is not one of them. In general, like, the silent treatment is a sign of abusive control or punishment. And it's real. Like, instead of being an adult, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to make you pretty much just give in to me. Like, don't do that. That's foolish. Number three, you know, he screams threats, you know, out of control. You know, threats are not the only sign of a toxic father, but they are also wildly ineffective. You know, in fact, constant threats may cause older kids to pursue disruptive behavior. And it's true. And then, you know, he has substance abuse. You know, he has substance misuse issues. And what I mean when I say that is, he could turn into a different person, a meaner person, more abusive person after drinking. You know what I'm saying? So those are also some traits, you know what I'm saying, like of a toxic father. And we don't want to be a part of that. So, you know what I'm saying, like we should just be mindful of how we handle things. And another one, he doesn't want you to grow up. At all. The person doesn't want you to grow up at all. And how can I best describe this? The parent tries to keep the child basically dependent on them even when the child's an adult or becoming an adult. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, number six, he has violent outbursts. You know, sure, anger can get the best of everyone now and then. But a toxic person may regularly experience, you know, like violent outbursts and then blame you for the reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna blame you for what's going on with them. And it's crazy, but it's true. They do that. You know, he provides conditional love. You know what I'm saying? Ideally, with a parent, the love should always be, you know what I'm saying, unconditional. You know what I'm saying? We should love you through everything, no matter what. But when they only provide conditional love, the parent only shows approval or love when the child conforms to who the parent wants them to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all the way around. It's only when you're doing something I want you to do, or you're making me proud with something that I want you to do. Number 8, he inspires fear. Well, basically, you have to walk on eggshells growing up. You know what I'm saying? And if you grew up and your father used fear as a manipulation tactic, then this is almost certainly a sign of a toxic parenting. Like, they always trying to manipulate you into doing what they wanted you to do. And it's common. It's more common than you think in a lot of households, especially amongst men. I'm sorry, guys, but it's real and it's true. He's a narcissist. He thinks he's the center of the world. He thinks everything is about him. Even after reaching adulthood, you may feel like your father needs a larger than life and far more important than your own. He want to make you feel like, you know, he's the most important person in the world. And last but not least, and I've seen this in a lot of households as I go back and forth to different places, different parts of the world. He's controlling. Dads tend to do that. I don't know if they do it on purpose or they're just not paying attention to it, but they are controlling. And overly controlling parents may lead to kids with higher levels of depression and dissatisfaction. You know, they just feel like nothing they do is ever enough. And it's sad, but it's true. And that's how they may feel. Like, no matter what I do, you're never going to be satisfied. And no child should ever have to feel like that. As crazy as it may be, it is, you know. You know, it is what it is. They want you to just think it's all about them. But whether it's your mother or your father, man, don't let nobody have that control over your life. You know what I'm saying? But you should also learn a lot of things, like, from toxic relationships. One thing, if you're in a toxic relationship, where it's a relationship, friendship, whatever, one thing you should learn from those is that no matter what, you don't have to please everyone else. As long as you can please yourself and think for yourself and make sure you good with yourself, that's always going to be important. And sometimes, you know, sometimes they be like, you know, and when they in these situations, whether it's their mother or their father, they want to know, like, how do you deal, you know what I'm saying, with those toxic fathers? And you just become self-sufficient and independent. Just know that you're your own person. Create space for your own emotions. Find support elsewhere. Set your own expectations, you know what I'm saying? Set your expectations. Use conversations, you know what I'm saying? Recognize the traits that make you easy prey. Like, just, you know, just think for yourself, man, and be who you are. And a lot of times what people don't know is it's a such thing as a thing called guilty father syndrome. And what guilty father syndrome, it occurs when a divorced father's guilt about his family breaking apart manifests. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he feels like it's his fault. And they can create a toxic, you know what I'm saying, person or father as well. But don't ever let that person make you think, even when they're going through that it's your fault. Because it's not. You know what I'm saying? We all got to deal with different situations. And it just is what it is. Be careful. Watch for these signs. Watch for these traits. And just keep your head on the swivel and making sure you're doing everything you can to avoid these situations. Thank y'all for coming out, listening to me. As always, I love y'all. Keep God first. Keep your head up, because no matter what happens, it's always going to get better. After every dog night is a bright day. I love y'all. It's Bruce Thumbs III. Thank y'all for listening. Other people said, yo, we got to go. Packed up our bags, we bounced out the door. She said, I ain't taking these whippers no more. I want to live to see my little dog grow. I remember teardrops on my pop's face. Looking down at me, standing on the staircase. Handsome brother with a smooth goatee. Makes me wonder why he acts so ugly. You feeling me?
saw. Number one.